Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sup? It's Marty. It's the day after Lynn Hayes Freeland Day. That's all I got, man. It's the day after Lynn Hayes Freeland Day. It's got to be another one. It's either Paul Martino or Lynn Hayes Freeland Day every day. I'm just saying. Hey, I got a lot going on. I got a lot of info on Gruden that I'm going to get to in a second, but Raz just made some news that I wanted to get to. It's actually fascinating. Raz, this big jump in Social Security payments is rather historic, as you mentioned, is it not, sir? Just so people know, and he's spot on about this, the jump in Social Security is always tied into inflation. At least stay even. And so a lot of seniors always complain, and rightfully so, that they never get a boost. Now they're getting a big boost, but it probably won't help them. Yes, sir. And I'm also being told, if you listen to the gurus and the economists, that hopefully when they address these supply chain issues, some of these inflationary problems will go down. At the end of the day, they'll end up ahead. I've never seen anything like it in my life. In terms of, I've told my wife this, there isn't a business or a person that hasn't been dramatically affected or changed in some way by COVID, right? It's actually fascinating. And I appreciate the update. It's actually something I hear about from seniors all the time, and they're spot on. They're just spot on. And my friend, Chuck Hamill from Pitt, Ohio, I texted him this morning regarding what Raz just said with the supply chain issues. A huge part of this is the significance of truckers and trucking. And Chuck is the best in the business and one of the greatest men you'll ever meet in your life. Seriously. And they have trucking jobs that could pay you $100,000 and you're home for dinner every night. And they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of opportunities. Bizarre times, folks. We're going to snag one of Chuck Campbell's folks from Pitt, Ohio, as soon as we can. If you've had the chance to meet Chuck, it's a hell of an experience. He's an amazing man. He has a heart as big as Texas, and he lives here in the Berg, baby. All right. As I said, a lot of moving parts today. Got to get to my friend Anthony in Oakland and talk about John Gruden. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. Let me say something quickly about the Social Security increase. That helps me, but it's also going to, what they'll do is they'll raise Medicare costs for us, too. That's what they'll do to offset that. They never give you anything that you can enjoy. And here's what's concerning this country more than anything.
Yeah.
They want to get those 11 million jobs filled because those people could be paying into Social Security to keep it solvent. They've got to figure this out, man. They got 60,000 truck driving jobs that are going unfilled in the country.
My man Chuck Hamill has close to 1,000 openings.
Right.
And hey, and Anthony, you're home for dinner every night, and you're making, once you get the everything going, you're in the $70,000, $75,000 range starting, brother. And no one wants those jobs.
And they're even training you to get your CDL. You don't even have to go through these schools and play to get a student loan. They're training you themselves.
And
that's how desperate it is.
And I have I've listened to 100 people, and there are 100 different stories being told. It's unfathomable to me. It's historic, Anthony, that last month more than 4 million Americans quit their jobs. I don't know where they went. And honestly, man, I don't know how they're buying food. What are they doing, man? Do you have any idea?
Have no, No. And it's very scary because, I mean, I don't understand this laissez-faire attitude.
Yeah.
Because, the economy was going well because of that influx of government money.
Yep.
But we can get back to 2008 very quickly where this country was hemorrhaging 1 million jobs a month. I don't think they want to go back there.
All right. Can you hang? We'll get to the Gruden stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. We got so much. You might win a Pulitzer today.
So just as we call in the business a tease, tell our listeners what you've been able to dig into with John Gruden.
This is bigger than John Gruden. This has to do with the Players Association. This has to do with the NFL, who wants to keep the current president of the Players Association, because the players have been talking to a big time attorney named Jeffrey Kessler, and people may not be familiar with that name, but he's the reason why the college players are able to make money off their image and likeness right now, and they don't want no part of him. They want to keep the status quo. And so this is a whole convoluted story that Marty's going to have an exclusive that they're going to be calling, the country's going to be calling to get this tape.
Hold on, Anthony. Hold on. Okay. Hang in there, folks. We've got to get to this right after the break. The Gruden conversation has captivated the nation. It has captivated our interest in racism, sexism, misogynist behavior, our interest in double standards, our interest in privacy, our interest in the NFL in its misogynist ways. And is this just the tip of the iceberg? And is there a double standard? Right? If Deshaun Watson is accused of rape by 24 women, why is he on an NFL roster making $30 million this year? Why is Richard Sherman playing NFL football right now when he's arrested and charged with terroristic threats, pulled a gun, threatened to kill people? Why? I don't know. And how is this impacting your world and your life? And if there were 650,000 emails, how do we end up with a dozen, and why are they just on John Gruden? Look, let's make certain we get this. I ain't defending John Gruden. He ain't no saint, okay? I'm not suggesting he is a saint. I'm not suggesting he should not have been fired. Not my call, not my decision. But I'm suggesting this is a very, very, very thick piece of pie, and we just cut into the top layer. My friend Anthony joining me live. Anthony, jump in here, brother. You have some insight and info, I'm told.
Yeah, well, see, Thursday I was watching ESPN, and I see that the head of the Players Association was going to be up for recertification, and there was a lot of unhappiness, and he may not have got his job back. So that caught my interest then. I said, wow, I thought he was doing a good job, but then I called some friends with the AFL-CIO, and they work with the Players Association. Well, like I told you, there's some talk about Jeffrey Kessler coming in. Well, the NFL owners don't want Jeffrey Kessler. He's a hardball guy. They want to keep Dee Smith because Dee Smith has been pretty owner-friendly. So that's why it was strange that the NFL has had these 650,000 emails since last year. They know what was in them. Why would his words all of a sudden be intolerant now but weren't then, last year? Well, you could have brought this up then because it wasn't advantageous to the league then because they want to keep the current Players Association head. So they released it Friday. Well, when Mark Davis didn't do anything about it, then they still want to make Dee Smith sympathetic. That's when they released the other so-called evidence they had, which hasn't been verified. And that's where Gruden made his mistake. He should have never gave any validity to it on Friday. He should have just said no comment because he's due $60 million guaranteed from Mark Davis. So I don't know if he quit. He should have been fired to get that guaranteed money unless it was a heck of a settlement, which we're talking in the $60 million worth. So I don't know about all that. But I do know that this was a selective leak. It was done for a reason. His words to me are irrelevant. I'm looking at the structure of what's going on here. This is an unfair process, to tell you the truth.
And so folks know this. He mentioned Jeffrey Kessler. Recently, a Robert Morris hockey team hired him because they believed that they were unfairly treated when they bagged hockey at Robert Morris. But on a historic note, he represented Tom Brady in Deflategate. He's a notorious attorney who represents athletes. And by the way, Anthony, he always wins. And what you're hearing from insiders is, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, this in essence was, could I describe it as a setup, sir?
Well, of course it was, to make D. Smith sympathetic. Because let's be clear, people, what John Gruden said, no matter how vile they may be, he wasn't working for the NFL at that time.
Right.
So they couldn't even trigger the moral clause in his contract. He wasn't working for them. And so when I see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to take him down from the ring of honor from when he won a Super Bowl for them, we are going over the edge, people, over words. But see, there's something more meaningful behind the words. Now, if I was Mr. Gruden, I'm getting the best attorney in town, and I'm suing the league now because they have defamed him. Because, like I said, these comments they selectively released,
right?
They're not verified. How do we know they're true? And don't sit there and tell me through 650,000 emails, text messages, this is the only damaging one? Get out of here,
Anthony.
Now,
why?
Born in 91 last night.
Help me with something. Why did they pick John Gruden, sir?
Because what he said about the Players Association
is—they
want to keep him in, Marty. He's made them billions of dollars at the expense of the players. That's why the players are unhappy. They talk to Mr. Kessler, who's the best in the country, people. And deviate to places where they don't go. But me being involved in labor my whole life, I know what he's like. The owners don't want him. So they tried to make a sympathetic character. They thought Davis would fire him. Davis didn't fire him Friday. And so they the source, which Gruden needs to get a good attorney to find out who this source is through depositions. That's the only way you're going to find out, because the league has really screwed this one up, because they should not have just singled him out.
He was selectively assassinated, in essence. Done.
Tarnished.
Burned. Fried.
Yes.
Is his career over, sir?
Oh, it's over. Yeah, it's over. He's not going to get – no network's going to touch him. No one's – he can't get back in the league. That's why he has to sue. Because, listen, Marty, we're talking about a $100 million guaranteed contract that he's only been paid $40 million of. And I don't think Mark Davis is saying, well, okay, we're going to give you the rest of the $60 million, even though you're not working.
And so –
so he needs to fight for that money.
And so labor folks are telling you, in essence, that they searched these emails, found John Gruden, and destroyed him.
Yes, and now D. Smith is being propped up to be he'll probably win the election now.
By the way, so folks know this, D. Smith is the executive director of the National Football League Players Association, their union, in essence.
Yeah.
Anthony, can you hang?
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll get him after the break. Look, I want to say this so we understand. I'm not here suggesting that John Gruden is some martyr. I'm not here suggesting that John Gruden is a saint. No. What he's suggesting and what we're being told is that he's a sacrificial lamb. And there's a big old herd of sheep out there. We have Anthony on the phone. He has sources who are within the union with the NFL. And we started texting this morning. He has information about Gruden and the NFL from friends who work with the Players Union. And I wanted you to reiterate what you have been told, Anthony. Please jump back in here, sir. Thanks for hanging in there. Go ahead.
Well, Marty, see, this is why your show is separate from all these other shows. You know, all you hear around the country right now is the shiny object, which is his so-called words. And I'm not even going to authenticate the words because I don't know if they're true or not, to be quite honest with you, because this whole process is nefarious. So instead of digging into what's really going on, especially since, as we know, the 650,000 emails the league has had since last year.
They have.
So if this was so horrible and so disgusting, why would you let him work the whole 2020 football season last year and parts of this season?
So why are the NFL, the folks you know with the NFL Players Union, saying they held on to them until Friday, sir? Why?
Because if D. Smith was in trouble, and they wanted to turn him into a sympathetic character. That's why the league is the one who released this.
So we're clear on this. D. Smith, who's the union president representing the players.
Right.
His
name is Morris Smith.
Yes, very powerful. And your sources that work in that union are suggesting that what? The emails expose him as well, sir?
No, they're exposing him to be sympathetic because he's of the racist overtones that Gruden was using in the language to Allen, the president of the Washington team.
Right.
You know, they called him, you know, his appearance. They talked about his appearance. And what did these people say around the country? That's racist, a racist trope. So he turned into, Gruden says, I got to apologize to D. Smith. Well, see, that's what they wanted. That's what the league wanted. They wanted that diversion. Listen, Marty, you and I both know. I have seen this, Marty. This is why I'm always dubious about company. I've seen people who got fired before they retired to keep them from getting their pension. So I'm always skeptical of big business, period. But this thing stinks because they want you to focus on the words that they've had since last year. And somebody needs to be asked the question to the league, well, if you had these comments last year, why didn't you act on them then? Isn't that a common sense answer, a question, Marty?
Yes. No. It's hanging out there, my man. Because what happened was, how this played out is, first we hear there's one email, and that was reported last Friday by the Wall Street Journal, and everybody got outraged. And then there were about 10 more, and then there was more outrage, and Gruden was gone, and we washed our hands of it. Then we hear there are 650,000 emails. Well, that's when the red flags go up, because I'm not defending John Gruden. I'm not suggesting he's a martyr, and we're not trying to make him a martyr. But what we're suggesting is, man, if this is an onion, this is the first layer of that onion, is it not, sir?
Marty, listen, his words are vile, if true. That's right. Going to keep saying that because I don't know if they're true. They haven't been authenticated.
Right.
And people were ready to jump to conclusions. He's made some mistakes. He should have never took ownership last Friday of this whole conversation. You say no comment until you get you a good attorney to find out why you. Why you? Why are they picking on you? Because there's $100 million. There's still $60 million he's owed. So if I were him, I'd be fighting for every penny of that. And you're going to find out until you start suing the league to find out who's the leaker. And why aren't you leaking about someone else? Because I know for a fact that Allen wasn't just taking calls from Gruden, who was saying nasty things, especially when we know Allen supports Donald Trump.
So hold on. What are you hearing from your friends that work with the union? Will the rest of the emails be produced, sir?
No. The league has already said it was a privacy issue.
Oh.
That's what this came out of the Goodell's office.
No,
I saw that. They said, well, let's get the 650. He says, no, it's a privacy issue. Well, Mr. Gruden didn't have any privacy? How do you release his? Were they stolen? Who did it? So the only way we're really going to find out this is for him to get an attorney and go after the league through deposition. Because this whole thing stinks. And listen, I'm a free speech advocate,
right. People.
I don't care. You can get mad at me all you want. I believe in free speech. We live in a free country. You can say he could say any disgusting thing that he wants
right. In
America. We do have that freedom. Now, you could ignore him. You could ostracize him. You could do whatever you want. But we do have free speech.
Yeah. Is he a racist, Anthony?
Pardon me?
Is he a racist, sir?
No. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what's in his heart.
Sorry.
I don't even know. Marty, I can't say that because I don't know if it's even true.
Yeah.
Because the nefarious way this stuff was released. So now we just going to take verbatim that he said all these things from emails that they won't release anymore? Marty, we should all question that. But see, we've given that all up in America nowadays because it don't fit the narratives that we like. And the rest of the media is not going to talk about it. But you will, your show will, and that's why your show's going to be different than all the rest of this stuff because you're taking a deep dive into what's really going on here instead of being offended by everything that somebody says.
Hold on a second. Hey, Bill, thanks for your patience in the Hill District. Go ahead, man. Jump in.
Okay. Yesterday, you hung up on me yesterday, Marty.
Well, you were screaming. Let's just talk. Don't scream. Go ahead.
I'm not scream over you.
All right. Go ahead, man.
I'll be quiet. You want to talk? Go ahead.
No, I was waiting for you, man.
Okay. So what I was saying yesterday is, the way you seemed yesterday, it was like you was like really mad that he got fired. And what I was saying was that he's a coach.
Yeah.
He's a coach of young men and grown men.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's a learning process to where all the young people – Like midget football people, that's a coach of his. I mean, that's a big fan of his. You understand?
Yeah.
He's a leader of people. So what I'm trying to explain to you is the difference between Eddie Murphy and Dave Chappelle. Come on, man, them as comedians, they write material like that. That has nothing to do with that's different. Somebody that's a role model for young men to learn how to play football to a comedian that can say anything he wants. You can be a comedian. You can say anything you want too, Marty.
Deshaun Watson has been accused of sex assault by 24 women. He's making $30 million this year. Richard Sherman was arrested for terrorism charges, a terroristic threats, pulled a gun, threatened to kill his wife and others. He has a contract. Why aren't they fired or gone, sir?
Well, you know why?
No.
Because it hasn't been proved in court yet.
Well that's Gruden why. Hasn't been proved in court yet. As Anthony said, my man, these are anonymous reports of anonymous emails.
Just like Big Ben. Same thing with Big Ben. He didn't go to jail.
So now you're changing the narrative, man. You're changing
Marty,
the story on me.
Marty, it's time to dispense with this.
Thank you, Bill.
Important stuff. He just interfered.
I got to take a break. Hang in there. Got to take all a break. Right. Bill, you're welcome here anytime, man. You are. Richard Sherman, famous cornerback, got hammered. And these are according to police records. He crashed into a construction zone, almost hit workers. Then he broke into his in-law's home with a gun. His father-in-law had to spray him with pepper spray to protect his family. Tried to bust in the door of the home with his shoulder. 5 criminal charges. The family began to yell in fear. I used pepper spray on Sherman's face through the partially open door. He was attempting to gain entry. I told him to stop. I armed myself with my handgun at the time, fearing for the safety of myself and my family. 5 criminal charges. So he gets his wife, he apologizes, he signs a big contract with Tampa. Deshaun Watson's accused of sexual assault, 24 different women. He has a $30 million contract this year. Let's say John Gruden grabs his wife. I'm not trying to be disingenuous here, diminish the value of all of this. And he has a news conference. He says, I'm sorry I said racist things. Let's get back to business. Would that be fair, Anthony?
Well, Marty, there was a change in the commissioner's office, which is something called Article 46. Do you remember when the owner of the Patriots was arrested for prostitution?
Absolutely. Charged? Absolutely.
And one of his players named Patrick Chung was also arrested that year in 2019. He was a federal grand jury indicted him for cocaine distribution. Both of those incidents, Chung played the whole season,
right,
and nothing happened to the owner of the Patriots. But the change in Article 46. So until you are convicted or plead guilty, the commissioner will not discipline you. So that's why Deshaun Watson's able to collect his money, and that's why Richard Sherman is able to play. Now, if Richard Sherman pleads guilty, then he will be disciplined, and the commissioner steps in. Because what happened was Jerry Jones said, because one of his players was suspended and it cost him a playoff berth, that when you suspend somebody before a case has been adjudicated, then you give the appearance of guilt, and it wasn't good.
Nice.
It wasn't fair.
Nice.
So that clears that up. So you don't have to. So when people ask that question to you again, now you know why they're not suspended.
Why not Gruden just appear with his wife and cry a little bit and say, I'm sorry, and move on?
He had poor advice. Gruden should have made no comment, as I said that last Friday when these things came out. He should have made no comment, say no comment, force the issue. But I don't know if he jumped the gun or he didn't have an attorney or he did this on his own. But if he did have an attorney, fire that one and get a new one, because he's been given a raw deal.
And according to your sources in the Players Union, is this the end of it or will other heads roll, sir?
Well, it depends. Well, there's not going to be other heads rolling because you heard what came out of the commissioner's office. He said their texts are private.
Mm.
That's what he said. Those are his words.
Yet Gruden's are public.
Until Gruden sues.
Mm.
Because, of course, he is being discriminated against. You've got 650,000, but you only released 7 of mine. Why? Why me? Since you had since last year.
So, Anthony, there were only 7? 7?
But that's what they said.
Yeah.
But they had it since 2020, Marty.
Yeah.
So it's disgusting in 2021, but it wasn't in 2020. Come on, Marty.
Anthony, thanks. Great info today. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, man.
Strong.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.